SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au. In this bulletin, Victorians head to the polls for the state election with Premier Daniel Andrews hoping to secure a third term. A suspect arrested in India for the murder of an Australian woman in Queensland in 2018. And in sport, Australia ready to take on Tunisia in their next game for the World Cup. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Victorians go to the polls today with Premier Daniel Andrews hoping his Labor government will secure a third term. Opposition leader Matthew Guy says it's time Labor was replaced with the coalition to give the state a government and a premier that unites rather than divides. A record 1,906,930 voters had already cast their ballots by the end of polling on Thursday, nearly half of all 4.4 million Victorians enrolled to vote in this election. Lecturer in politics at Deakin University, Geoffrey Robinson, says the increased cost of living is one of the key issues influencing voters.
I think the cost of living pressure is obviously impacting on lots of voters, particularly voters who are economically struggling. And I think you can see both sides of politics at the state level trying to come up with solutions to tap that. You know, the Liberals talking about tax cuts, you know, Labor are talking about bringing back the SEC to try to lower power prices. I'm not sure to what degree they're necessarily going to strike a chord with either group of voters, perhaps.
Queensland police say there is a long road ahead in bringing the alleged murderer of 24-year-old Toya Cordingley to justice after he was arrested in India. Police have been searching for Rajwinder Singh in relation to the death of Ms. Cordingley, who was killed in 2018 while walking her dog along Wongeti Beach near Cairns. Earlier this month, Queensland police posted a $1 million reward, the largest in the state's history for a homicide investigation. Police Minister Mark Ryan says the arrest comes after years of hard work from law enforcement, adding there is much more to do.
I'm sure everyone will appreciate that this is very early days in this next step of delivering justice for Toya. There is a criminal justice system that needs to run its course, and of course matters are before the court.
A supervisor at a US supermarket who killed six co-workers is believed to have bought a handgun the day of the shooting and left a rambling note on his phone where he cursed other employees for mocking and betraying him. The city of Chesapeake has released information on the firearm and note in an update on their investigation into the shooting at the store in Virginia earlier this week. 31-year-old Andre Bing opened fire on other workers in the break room before turning the gun on himself. Activists in Sweden are suing the country's government over what they regard as insufficient action on tackling climate change. More than 600 people under the age of 26 signed the 87-page document that is the basis for the lawsuit. Sweden's climate policies include a target of net zero emissions by 2045 and 100% renewable energy. A spokesman for the lawsuit, Anton Foley, says the current policies are not enough.
If the court rules in our favour, that would mean that the state would have a binding responsibility to safeguard our human rights by taking sufficient climate action and doing their fair share of the global efforts to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. And in practice, this means following a very, very drastic emissions reductions curve, as well as restoring natural ecosystems and carbon sinks, which would completely redefine Swedish climate policy and potentially have ripple effects all across Europe and the world.
In football, and the Socceroos will be forced to make at least one change to their starting lineup for tonight's crucial match against Tunisia at the World Cup. Fran Karacic will replace Nathaniel Atkinson at right fullback after Atkinson aggravated an ankle injury in Australia's opening match against France. Australia will most likely need at least a draw against Tunisia to keep alive their chances of making the knockout stage. The Socceroos have only ever won two games at the World Cup, the most recent coming in 2010. Coach Graham Arnold says that's a motivating factor for his side, saying they want to emulate the so-called golden generation of Australian football that qualified for the World Cup knockout stages in 2006.
When you look back to 2006 and we've only ever won two games from 17, it's not a fantastic record overall. So it's about using it as motivation to get out there and be the next golden generation.
And that's the latest SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.